Today's share in the Dershow Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the beautiful Siman Tof Mem Gimel today. We have two Mishneh Berurahs left off from yesterday from Sif Beis, and that's Sif Katan Yud Gimel. And we're talking there, to remind ourselves, a Jewish person has in his possession a collateral of another Jewish person, and he had a responsibility to go and sell that when the start of the fifth hour occurred on Erev Pesach, and he did not do so. So then we said he is mechuyev to be mevayrit at the start of the sixth hour, bizman isuro, at the time that it now is forbidden me, the Rabbanan, to own. And he says, apilum einu chayev be'achuyusu, even if he has no responsibility for it, he nevertheless should do this. So the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Gimel, Bishar Shishis, we're talking over here at the start of the sixth hour. At that point, it is also Midr Rabban. V'yalfa gav di'ev shor shebal chometz mechor liyakum b'mokum shehu b'yechol midarchei hakinyonim. And even though one could argue that the person who owned this collateral, wherever he is, he mistama sold it to a non-Jewish person with an appropriate kinyon, mikol mokum, kivin shiesh kan vadei chometz. Nevertheless, since here we have vadei chometz, this collateral is a loaf of bread, it's vadei chometz. V'sofik mechor ba'ol of liyakum, v'sofik lo mechor. And maybe or maybe not, this owner of the bread, in fact, sold it to an Akum. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. So, ein sofik motzi midei vadai v'chai levaro. You can't rely upon maybe he sold it to get rid of the vadai iser over here, and therefore you're chayev levaro. Sivkot Yudala, the Mishbur says, afilu meinu chayev v'achuyusu. Even if you have no responsibility for this chometz, nevertheless, you still have to go and get rid of it. V'afilu im lo kibel lov shmira klal. And even if you have accepted upon yourself not even to be a shomer at all, the guy's putting the collateral there, and you say, fine, but if anything happens to it, it's your problem, not mine. Nevertheless, you still should go and sell this over here or get rid of it. Even though you're certainly not going to be over by your or by your matzi because you didn't take any responsibility for it, but you have to get rid of it over here, either sell it or get rid of it in some way, so that the owner of the bread over here, the owner of the chametz, shouldn't be over by your or by your matzi. Why is this? Because the Chol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh brings down from the Bach and the Magen Avraham that we're all connected. We all are responsible for each other. And if I can prevent him from doing an Isser, I should go, in fact, and do so. Dishu footnote number 21 brings down, Rachmon al-Islam, if the owner of the bread, the chametz over here, the collateral, died, so then if he has no yarshim, for example, he was a person who was miskai, he was a convert himself, and he had no children, or was Yisrael, shemes b'erev Pesach achar chatzos, or was a Jewish person who died after chatzos, when no yoresh is going to accept the chametz into their possession. So then, in the Shelos Shuvas Noda Behuda, he brings down, in this situation, she'ein mitzvah levar chametz, then you don't have any obligation to go and be mevar this chametz, she'ein lo balim, she'over lo be'isra, ba'yiroa ba'yimotzi, because you're not over over here, ba'yiroa ba'yimotzi, in this situation, because there is no owner. You're certainly not responsible, you're not the owner, and there is no owner, therefore there's no isra, ba'yiroa ba'yimotzi. The Mishneh Berurah continues, and he says, however, v'das hagro, the Vilna Gaon's opinion is, however, the yesh alav chiyuv min haTorah levayer av shel chometz inu shelo. The Vilna Gaon's opinion is that even though it is not yours in any real way, you have a Torah obligation to get rid of it. Kivin shel chometz beveso, the chometz is in your house, v'hu shel Yisrael, and it's Jewish owned, and therefore you have to get rid of it. And this is also v'chein das atzlach u'beis meir. This is also their opinion, the Tzlach and the Beis Meir, Ayin Shom, look over there in the Beis Meir, which if you look in Dershu footnote number 22, he brings down, the Beis Meir writes, the Pasuk says, Lo yirah l'cho chometz, eino mechuvan al kol yochid b'frat. That's not talking about individual Jews. This is talking about Klai Yisrael in general. And we're referred to as a Lashon Yochid, because all Klai Yisrael is considered like one. And therefore, the Kosev is only coming to tell us, you shouldn't see chometz, Jewish chometz, in your possession. Goyish chametz you'd be allowed to, but not Jewish chametz. And therefore, kol misha b'rishus of chametz Yisrael, according to the Beis Meir, according to the Tzlach, according to the Vilna Gaon, anybody that has Jewish owned chametz in their house, you have an obligation to get rid of it. Chayev levaro, began in lo kibel olav achrayis. Even though you have no official responsibility for it, you still have to get rid of it. That really finishes up Sif Beis from yesterday, and now we begin Sif Gimel. Imkanu shum davar b'chametz. After 6 hours, we've already pointed out, after chatzos, so then there is an issur d'oraisa for a person to own chametz. Possibly you're over by your rabbi yimotze, you certainly are over the assay of tashbisu, but you're not chayiv koris. But there definitely is an issur d'oraisa over here, and according to many, it's a lab that you're over, not just an assay. And therefore, if you take chametz that you own, it's in your possession after chatzos, and you then use that to go buy something. For example, you have a loaf of bread, and it's after Chatzot, so it's also midaraisa, and you go and use that loaf of bread to purchase something. So you now have something that was purchased with something that was aser, midaraisa. Nevertheless, mutter, you're allowed to get benefit from the item that you purchased. Why? The Mechaber says, "Mipnei shechometz eino tofes doma," because the iser over here doesn't continue onto the thing that you transferred it onto. So you sold a loaf of bread and you got $5. That $5 isn't aser. It's not tofes chometz, and therefore you're allowed to get benefit from it. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha eino tofes doma points out that this is only in a situation where you already got the money, or you got the item that you exchanged. Let's say you, instead of getting $5, you took a cup for it. Aval, in lo kibel adayin adomi, if you didn't get the money or the item, then the Chofetz Chaim says, also lo lekabo me'akum akone, then you're not allowed to go and take anything exchanged for this money. He points out further that this would apply even if you made various other types of kinyonim other than getting the money over here. Ayin in the rest of this bir halacha, and he refers you as well to other sources where this is discussed in more detail. Now let's go to the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Tetzvav, where he tells us, after 6 hours, so it's an Issur Daraisa, Rotsa Lomar, Afal Gav De'oz Osur B'Hano Min HaTorah L'Rov HaPoskim, according to the majority of the Poskim, it is an actual Issur Daraisa of being over by your Rabbi Yemotze. We pointed out, others would say that it is Osur over here, and you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah Saseh of Tashbisu. In any event, in Cain, hello ka'ava b'kinyon so adaraisa, when you go and sell this item, you're over in Issa daraisa over here. Nevertheless, afilu hochi, after the fact, b'di'evet, eino tofes doma, the money over here that you get for selling your bread, your chametz over here, doesn't constitute iser money. Because we do not find in general that if you sold something that's aser, and the money that you get back from that in return is aser, with three exceptions. If a person sells avodah zarah, so the iser that you're not allowed to have the avodah zarah, and you can't get any hanor from the avodah zarah, it goes on the money that you got for selling this avodah zarah. Hekdish, if a person has something from hekdish that he wasn't allowed to sell, so the money that he got from that also retains the status of being hektish and it's forbidden. And shvius, there's a special din by shvius as well. The shmita stuff that a person has in his possession that you're not allowed to sell, it's le'ochlav, lo l'schara. So therefore, anything that you sell it for retains the status of kedusha shvius on the money or the item that you purchase. Those are the three that are tofes damim. Everything else is not. Therefore, the Mishnah says, ulufi zeh, who hadin bePesach, the halacha applies over here. As strict as Pesach is, gufa gam kein eino tofes dabav. The item itself doesn't transfer the iser of chametz onto it. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. And therefore, sifkat tezayin, it is mutter, it's permissible for a person to get better from this. Haynu afilu lemisha kano gufa. That person himself who sold the bread, he himself is also allowed to get hanoah from that money that he got in return for the bread. The Kol Shekein, and certainly other Jewish people, the Lachay, Rimshari, Lehenos, Miosa, Dover, they certainly are allowed to have he himself, Alachas Kama Vakama, the other people. Now that's the opinion over here of the Mechaber. V'dad, v'das, ha-Mechaber, lav, devri, akolu. This opinion that the person himself can get Hanoah. Everybody agrees that other Jewish people can get Hanoah from it. But that the person himself can get Hanoah from this money that he used, that he got for selling chametz, that is only the opinion of the Mechaber. He says, he brings down, and you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, Oschav Gimel. This is the opinion of Rashi, Tosfos, the Rosh, the Smag, the name of the Rebbe Yona, the Ritva, the Nemuki Yosef, the Meiri, the Sma, and the Shach. All of them hold the Eish Migdole HaPoskim Shesovim. They disagree with the Mechaber over here, the Afal Gabdi Le'acherim Shari Lehenos Michilupi Chometz. Even though other Jewish people could benefit from the money that he got from selling the bread after the Zman of Isser, the chametz eino tofes dama b'di'evet, because we do hold that the money isn't transferred, the chametz status is not transferred onto the money, that's for everybody else. They call makom for the individual, all these great poskim hold, labal hachametz atzmo, the person who sold the loaf of bread, kansu rabbanon shlo yehenam in adamim. The rabbis made a knas and said, midi rabbanon, he's not allowed to get any benefit from the item that he exchanged the chametz for, be it money or be it a kli. Even to Ovid Isur, because he did something that was aser over here. The issue footnote number 23 brings down, what about his house? The people in his house, B'nei Beiso. So the owner of the chametz over here, according to these Rishonim and Achronim, is not allowed to get any benefit from it. And he brings out from the Das Torah that that applies also to the people of his house. They also have the same status as the owner himself. And this is brought down from a din from the Radbaz, where he brings down Misha Abra Din Ein Mavatan Isra L'Chachila. You're not allowed to go and nullify something L'Chachila. And that Isra over there is not only for the person that did it, but is also for his household members. The same thing applies over here as well. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Ve'ino mutar l'didei, and this person is not allowed to get any benefit from it. Ela b'shemachru o echlifo acherim chametzu shlo b'didaso. But if somebody sold your chametz without your knowledge, then you would be allowed to get benefit from it. V'yesh l'hachmik, that's a poskim elu shlo b'makom hefsid meruba. And how do we paskin? He says we don't paskin like the mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah says we paskin like the more machmir opinion of all these other bishonim and achronim that we just brought down, that says that the person who in fact sold the item, if he did it, he's not allowed to get any hanah from it, nor his family as well. The issue footnote number 24 brings down, if his wife sells it, it's considered like he sold it as well, and therefore they both would be usur over here in getting any hanah from it, according to this machmir opinion. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vida od, you should know furthermore, the afladea zu, according to this machmir opinion, there's still a kula here as well. Im avar v'kona min hadomim ezu dover. That which we said that the person himself is kansed over here midi rabbanon, and he can't get benefit from it, so that's only if he, for example, exchanged the bread for a cup. So now he can't get benefit from this cup. Other Jews could, but he can't. But from the money that he got, let's say he got $5 for the bread, and then he purchases a cup with that $5. So in that situation, mutar lehenos miosa hadavar. We don't go the next step and say that the money was usur, and so too the cup that he purchased with the money is also usur. They have a chalipe chalipin vishari. Even the machmir opinion over here says that the exchange of the exchange, that is already going to be permitted. And if you look in the Shaar HaTzion Os Chav Zayin, he brings down over here, afilu im koner behamos kli, they have a dover hamesuyam, gamkin shari. Even if you buy a specific item over here, so everybody's going to know that kli was the item that was purchased with the money that he sold his chametz for, nevertheless, it still is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah brings down furthermore, od kosu achronim, brings down other achronim who say, dafilu lefi das hamachmirim bechametz, lesor bechalipov ledidei gufei. Even according to all these opinions, the machmir opinions that we just brought down, that says that the owner himself who sold the bread is not allowed to get any hanah from it, that's only if he got the chalipin of the chametz, he got the $5, he got the kli at the time that he sold the chametz. But if he got it at a later point in time, then everybody would agree that even that person himself, even according to the machmir opinion that says that person normally would not be allowed to get hanah from it, this is only in a situation where he got it right away. But if he got it later on, then everybody would agree that he can get hanah from it. The kivin shalokach hanochri as a chametz lirishuso. Once the nochri takes the chametz into his possession, niknelo achametz miyad. He now owns the chametz. Aide likichoso via taking it. Umash nitan lo achekach domav. And now that it gives money later on to the yid, o chalipo for the exchange, whatever it is, harein kimatana biyama. They're viewed in halacha as a matana. The Einon Shayochim Klal Chometz, and they're not considered halachically connected to Chometz, the Lomikri Chalipov, it's not called the exchange of it, and even the Machmir opinion over here is going to allow the owner himself who sold the bread to now get benefit from the Chalipin of that item. The issue footnote number 26 brings down, Vim Kibel Tmuras HaChometz Hamcha, if you got a check over here, instead of getting cash, so then there's a machlokas. Rav Nissen Karo l'shlita paskins, sha'af im tarich hamcha huli osayom, even if the check is dated for that day, it's considered over here like credit, and therefore it's the same thing like you got the item later on, and therefore you're allowed to get benefit from it. On the other hand, he brings out from Rav Yashiv Zatzal, shadino kitashlam b'mezumen, it's no different than getting cash, and therefore it is considered chalit be'achometz, and he wouldn't be allowed to get benefit from it himself. Finally, we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Zayin, and he says that in general, the Mechaber's opinion was it's Eino Tofei's Domav, the Chametz Atzmo Li'olam Omei B'Yisura B'chol Mokum Shu. However, the Chametz itself is going to be considered Chametz Shavol Avas HaPesach because it was owned by the Jew at the time when it was Aser, and therefore that Chametz itself is always going to be Aser. The issue footnote number 27, however, brings down from the Bir Halacha, and he says, in the name of Achronim, Shekivon Shenim Kara Chametz Lenochri Kodim Chatzos, if the item was sold before Chatzos, apishor shekvar nesar banor, even though it was the time when it was also midi rabbanon, then moel hadover shelo yichoshiv chomet shavu l'sa pesach, then it wouldn't be considered chomet shavu l'sa pesach. And he adds, sheish achronim shesovrim, sha'af imnim kara chomets achar chatzos, mikol makom b'dieved, ein lachshivo ki chomet shavu l'sa pesach. He says, and even more mekel is over here the opinion that says, even if you sold it after Chatzos, it's not considered chomet shavu l'sa pesach. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah told us over here, the chametz itself is omed bisur b'chol makom shehu, and therefore, v'asu l'chol adam likach oso mi'akum, nobody's allowed to take it from that non-Jewish person. Afilu chazar ha'akum v'chlifo b'yachar, even if the akum himself exchanged it for something else. V'afilu mochar yisrol li'akum achar pesach, and even if a yid were to sell this chametz to a non-Jewish person after Pesach, the kivan d'chachomim hitilu isra lov, hareyu k'chaticho d'yisura. Once it's osur, it's considered osur forever. It's like itself, it is considered a chaticha of Yisura, and you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. Because of the Chok Yaakov, he adds, Dogon shenis chametz, if you have grain that became chametz, v'over alav Pesach, and now Pesach came, and this grain is osur. But what do you do with this grain? Instead of eating it, v'nizra, you planted it. Gidul of mutarim, the growths over here that come from such grain that was osur b'hanah, midirabanan, all permissible. Because the gidulin heavy kechalipim, because we view the gidulin over here, the growths that came from this, like an exchange. And just like we said, an exchange is motor ein tofes domov, so to the gidulin ein tofes domov. However, he brings down from the Sefer Mekor Chaim, cholikolov. He disagrees over here with this opinion of the Chok Yaakov. The Daito and the Mekor Chaim says, his opinion is, the gidulim gora michalipim, they're even worse than the exchange. And everybody would here say that it's also lukuliyam osur. How do we paskin? He says, Ayin and Chuvas Chasam Sofer, or Chaim Simon Kuftalid. And if you look in Dirshu footnote number 28, he brings down, Le'inyan Chitim Shazorin Odom Bikarka Yomo Yemayim Lepnei Pesach. If you planted them a day or two before Pesach, Shenogin Lemoch Lenochri, you should ideally sell them to the Nochri. However, he says, Im Shachach Lemochri, if you didn't sell them to the Nochri, Mikomoko Machmas Kama Sveikos, because of all the Sveikos over here, Ain lesser as hagidulim harishonim bidin chalifi isur hanor. We don't paskin over here that there would be osur in hanor. The gidulim over here would be considered mutter. And he says lule svekos elu asurim hagidulim hanor. But if you don't have all of these other svekos that you can be mitzarif over here, then he says the gidulim would in fact be osur bid hanor. With this, we conclude Simon Tov Mem Gimel and today's shir.